The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Have you ever accidentally crimed? Just by mistake.
Jy moet ek moet net op wat ek sê op hierdie audio. Maar
ja.
Ek het al maar heeltemal per ongeluk en toe ek dit agtergekom het, het ek teruggegaan.
What was your crime?
Ek gaan ook dit nou op my dogtertjie sit because mine is competent. No, we did pay at the end of it, but I was doing grocery shopping a couple of months ago and I was with my daughter and she had a bottle of water and a little, like a little energy bar thing that we got to ons nou in die ry is om wag om te betaal.
Ja.
And then when I was walking out and I'd paid, I realized that she had the bottle of water and the bar still in her hand. Maar ek het nog nie daarvoor betaal nie. Toe freak ek heeltemal uit, toe hartlik ek terug en gaan betaal ek nou dat hulle nou dit scan en ek kan nou nie 'n krimineel wees nie. But I have accidentally crimed. Even sometimes as you know, soos Dis-Chem of Clicks toe gaan en jy koop soos 'n eye pencil of 'n lip balm of wat ook al en dit val in die trolley in en dan gaan jy net uit en dan as jy sakke nou uitpak, dan is daar jou lip balm of jou. So I always go back. So my accidental crime would weigh heavily on me. So I will always go back and pay.
Okay. I was just asking because I realized today I have the third hand towel from my gym.
No, Rob.
I must take them back.
Nee, die eerste keer en die tweede keer kan ek vir jou pardon.
Derde een.
But die derde een.
I'm a criminal.
It's becoming a pattern. It's looking like you're enjoying your life of criming.
It's not good. I must take them back.
Jy moet asseblief, want jy gaan elke week twee keer 'n week daar.
Precies.
So where's your excuse?
No, I don't have one. It just happens. You finish boxing, I take the gloves off, you're wiping your face, you're just gathering up your things, you're so dearly missing, you're so hard gewerk.
Yeah.
By the time I get to my car and I get home and I'm like, ooh, there's your towel. Sorry, guys. You know, I'm just going to return them.
Yes.
What's your accidental crime? Have you ever been an accidental criminal? I think most common would be putting something in the trolley and then forgetting to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know that story about, we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago, actually. People who walk into the shop, pick up something to snack on while they shop. Then you forget to pay for the thing.
Ja.
Dit gebeur mos.
Dit doen, maar die ding is ook nee, jy kan nie te sleg voel om terug te gaan om te betaal nie. Because some people probably are a little bit afraid that, okay, if I do go back, I've already committed this crime.
Mm.
So now in retrospect, saying, ek is jammer ek het nie betaal nie, but you left the premises
exactly
without paying for the product.
Belinda, already on the WhatsApp line. I accidentally stole a shoe. Yes, one shoe. It was in my shopping bag when I got home. Imagine coming home, not yet, Yenskun. But you can steal it.
You can steal it.
No. So, accidental crime stories today, please. 084-850-0942. Drop us a line. We'll keep you anonymous if your crime is bad. Do you want to hear about some accidental crime?
Yes, please.
Robin Ross. When my son was about 3 or 4 years old, we accidentally crimed. He wanted a toy and we said no, we didn't have the money at the time. And so we made him put it back and we carried on. And this was still at Cave's toy shop in Eastgate. And we got all the way home and I was sitting and I saw him playing with something and I looked down and, where did you get that? Oh no. He just took it.
He just took it.
Okay.
Kid knows what he wants.
It's like, I wanted it. What are you guys going to tell me about?
How dare you tell me no?
Exactly. Imagine. I'm
My
three.
My villain origin story starts right there. 3 years old and dad said no.
Ek het per ongeluk iemand se klere gesteel by 'n party.
Oh.
Ek weet nie wie sin dit is, so ek sit nog steeds met die goed en dit is 2 jaar later.
Still got the clothes.
So many questions.
Do you think it was one of those parties where you put the keys in the bowl?
Stop.
How else do you get under someone else's clothes to take home?
I like a swim, it was a pool party, okay?
Oh, there's that too, I suppose.
Yeah.
Look at you coming with the sense of, I just want to know. Because I can't think of any other way you're going to get your hands on someone else's clothing at a party. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know. Ek vra maar net, dankie. Ek vra maar net.
Lekker lach ek nou. Ek het accidentally gekraim. Ons was so rukkie terug in Spur en saam met die vriende gekuier en gewoonlik betaal my man want ek hanteer die kinders en hy hanteer die admin en die finance, nee, hy's 'n accountant. So, dis sy job. Maar die dag was ek nou daar sonder hom en So vat ek die kinders en klim in die kar en gelukkig het die party nog aangehou. Ons was 'n bietjie vroeg geloop. En daar het ek nie betaal nie. Toe by die huis kom, toe besef ek, gat op patata. En ek het die spur gebel en om verskoning gevra en teruggery en gesê ek's op pad. En ek het gaan betaal. En almal het natuurlik heerlik gelag omdat ek uit die spur uitgeloop het sonder om te betaal vir ons ete.
Dine and dash now.
Sommer by 'n partytjie.
Imagine.
Nooit weer teruggenooi nie.
I wonder if it would have been okay if the husband had did the same, because he's the accountant, you know what I mean, and she's the childminder, if he'd paid the bill but forgot the children.
Well, it would have made sense if he did.
Yeah.
He's the accountant, he knows how to save money, and what better way to save money than not paying? Leave.
No, I'm saying if he paid the bill but forgot the kids and went home, was just like, oh hey, I paid the bill at Spur, here's... Here's the receipt, but where are the kids?
I suppose if you leave the kids behind, that'll work out cheaper too in the long run. So you're winning all wrong. Accountancy 101.